practical halakha on the laws of tzad, which is trapping. A question that I think is, like I said, quite prevalent. People that have domesticated animals, a dog, for example, or a cat. Domesticated means, in this sense, that it, although it could roam around in the backyard or in the street, it'll always come back home. You know, it knows its owner, and it comes back home on its own. It has a loyalty to its owner, so to speak. So the question is, on such animals that usually return home and know exactly where they belong, are they considered subjects to the issur of trapping on Shabbat? Simple example. Guy went to walk his dog, and now he walks back in the house, puts him back in the house, and closes the door. Well, you say, well, now he's trapped. When he was in the street, you know, he could run wherever he wants. It's a common case. Well, a person lets the cat out of the house. You know, he roams around a little, and then he snaps his fingers, and the cat comes back into the house, and he closes the door. According to my domesticated. So actually, it comes out, it's a big machloket amongst the poskim. Shulchan Aruch is very clear on it, in Shin Tet Zayin, Halakha Yud Bet, where again he's talking about not a dog, but he's talking about Hayav Ve'of, different types of animals that are domesticated, that have certain tendencies to always go back to their place. So Shulchan Aruch says it is mutab. There is no trapping in such a case because basically it's trapped already. It's not going anywhere. You don't have to trap it. It's already considered, trapped on its own. Rama, on the other hand, held that it was asur. Rama was mahmir on this over here. Rama said it's be asumid rabbanan, and that's the way the Ben Ish Chai came out as well. Again. Because these animals over here, bottom line, since they're free, and you're putting them back in the house, you're putting them back into a more enclosed area, so it'll be asur b'drabbanan. That's strict if you follow the Rama's opinion and the Ben Ish Chai's opinion. Halakha l'maaseh, we posek like Maran. That's why the Menuchat Ahava writes, I quote it, it's Menuchat Ahava chelek gimel perek yud zayin halakha dalet, chayav ba'of. הגדלים ברשותו של אדם והם בני תרבות שמכירים את בעליהם ובאים לערב they come at night to their cage on their own כגון כלב, חתול, אבס, תנגול מותר לצודם בשבת it's permissible to trap them on Shabbat אף פעם שבעודן בחוץ אינו יכול לתופסם בכל even though when they're outside it's hard to trap them I mean they're just running wild but at the end of the day they come home בפנים של נשותים בורחים, במקום מקום הועיל בהם בני תרבות, שחוזרים לעיר לכלוביהם, או לכלובן, מאליהן, עליהם נחשבים כנצודים ועומנים. They consider trap already. He reminds us that they're still mukse. Of course, you can't, move it. But you can, snap your fingers and whistle, whatever, to get it back into its skin, because it's coming back anyway. So therefore, there's no issue of trapping. ויש אומרים שעשום דרבנן. בשבת את הסוד to trap them them כמו שנצודים בו הועיל בנשמתים ובורחים again bottom line since they're running out loose you are trapping again I said that's the Ben Ish Chai's opinion חכם מנוחת עבד אנזז והלכה כדי עד ראשונה and that's the way חכם עבדיה is posek as well although the מנוחת עבד says a מחמיד תבוא עליו ברכה but חכם עבדיה takes the עד ראשונה flatly. So therefore, again, halakha l'maaseh on a domesticated dog or cat would be permissible, even if it's running loose in the street. Since it knows to come back to the house, it would be permissible to put it back into the house, or for that matter, put it back into its cage. It should be noted that not all dogs initially are domesticated. When you buy the dog initially, it's possible that it takes time for it to get trained. So for those weeks, one would have to be careful. If he let it out, he'd definitely have a problem bringing it back in, closing the door, according to all the poskim, because it's not yet domesticated. Maran writes that clearly as well. The next case Maran talks about is a separate case. On animals that are not domesticated, or an animal that was domesticated, I should say, and became a morid, which means it didn't just walk out of its cage, nonchalantly. It's morid. It ran out to rebel against the master. So then already, once it's in that stage, so then trapping is back in play. That would be a case practically, let's say you have a cat that roams in the street wild. And the guy left his door open and the cat roamed into the house. So the post came out and says, can you close the door? As long as the door's open, let's say he can escape back out, no problem. But a stray cat from the street that has no domestication, it runs wild, can you close the door? Menuchat Avar writes, you should not close the door and just try to shoo the cat out of the house. In truth, however, if you did close the door, you probably are not being over any isud. Because trapping in a house is at worst isud Rabbanan, since you can't catch it in one lunge. So therefore, that turns it into isud Rabbanan. Closing the door, you're not mitkaven to trap the cat. Your mitkaven is to close the door. To close the door of your house. Although it's a psik resheh, but we would call that a psik resheh mit Rabbanan, lelo nihale, or lo ekpatle. So technically, if you close the door, there shouldn't be a problem. However, the Menuchat Abbas says, if you have an option just to shoo the cat out, so of course that's better instead of relying on a secret shame of the Lo Nichale. But again, that's on a cat that is from the street. But on a domesticated dog or things like that, there would be no problem on Shabbat to take it from the outside and bring it back inside to its cage on Shabbat.